Good morning, good morning, good morning. Díiv, conas a tá sibh, tán green ag tan a bhlog unta cosáthe. It is a really nice morning, isn't it? Beautiful out. Will tú ar an tráth? Are you on the beach? Send us an old picture if you're on the beach there of the beautiful sunrise, sunshine, gentle waves. No wind at all. Níl sé gwafer. That's an interesting one. I wonder, should we start a few Irish lessons in January? Might be a nice little thing to do. I must say that to the powers that be here. How are you getting on with washing your clothes? We had a piece yesterday with thejournal.ie and we contacted Primark, who own Pennies, to give us an old statement in relation to what they were talking about. And they say they've worked hard to integrate sustainability into their business, to offer customers more sustainable choices at the prices they know they love us for. They track and report annually on the impact of their strategy. Sustainability is a challenge that no single brand can tackle alone. And they say because there's no industry standard for durability, they created their own using internationally recognised standards carried out in accredited third-party labs. They say the products in question, that is the ones mentioned by thejournal.ie, did meet their requirements. At-home results, this is obviously in terms of washing clothes, Pennies say can vary a lot depending on things like water type, washing machine, cycle temperature, detergent and how clothes are dried. Durability is something they've always working to improve on and they value feedback on whatever and wherever they can do better. There you go. I know Pennies in Waterford City pay a lot of rates. We're going to be talking about rates in a few minutes. You heard the news there a little while ago. Also going to talk about the Williamstown Golf Club and prices increasing. We're going to be talking about the snip. Are you a man who's had the snip? Are you thinking of getting the snip? Would you like your husband, your partner, to get the snip? What is the snip? Talk about the flu vaccine later as well. And we're going to talk about the papers. Festive Star is out, the Waterford News and Star. Excellent reports as ever in all the local papers. Sea of Heartbreak on the Waterford Sports section of the News and Star in relation to De La Salle. Ah, De La Salle, hard luck, hard luck, hard luck. Superb pictures as ever from Noel Brown. Communities in mourning, says the Munster Express, the front page. Death of Sammy, 18, stuns Ballybeg. Tributes to Sammy Hanrahan. Our deepest sympathy and condolences to the family and friends of Sammy. And to everybody and anybody who's lost a loved one over the last week. Speaking of the aircraft story, I see the pilot was from Turkey, I understand, and I think they've identified the pilot. My understanding is that aircraft that crashed out near the airport began as a GIS survey plane, possibly in Denmark. Some investigations I was doing and a number of other people sent me on a few texts, said it was sold and then flown a bit in Scotland and then came under a registration in Sligo. And this was the Vulcan 48C. So if we have any more information on that, we will bring it to you. Now, I wanted to mention the Christmas ad. I know what they were trying to do in this ad. I've said it before. Say it again. I'll keep saying it. The ad is still on the old telly. For the old black and white stuff. So families walking up to their house and their house is like lit up with so many lights. And the other family says,
don't forget to turn the lights off.
It won't.
Ah, yeah. Like, it's just so... Ah.
Don't forget to turn the lights off. Don't forget to turn the lights off.
It won't.
Yeah, the other chap says, I won't. Like, the implication is he's saying under his breath, of course I won't, you feckin' idiot, you know? But, I know, I suppose your man's been nice. They don't, you know, don't forget to turn the lights off. But it just annoys me so much. Oh, it's the little things, isn't it?
Don't forget to turn the lights off.
It won't.
Don't forget to turn the lights off. 083-333-975. Text us in, please, in terms of those matters, the ads and different things. What about keeping the lights on in Waterford City? So, so very important. As you know, we did a piece on the news this morning in relation to rates. We did a few bits on social media as well. I see some people have commented on the amount of rates that they pay. In studio now, I've got Paul Reid of the Kiosk Cafe in John Roberts Square, Red Square previously known. How are you, Paul?
Good, Damien. How are you?
Good. Thanks very much for coming in.
No,
Elaine Roach, proprietor of TRM. Hello, Elaine.
Good morning, Damien.
Good morning. On the phone line, we have Ronan McDonough, Outdoor Max Outdoor. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. So Tomorrow there's a big vote in the council, Elaine, and we heard Dean talking yesterday about the businesses, and 89-90 businesses have emailed councillors asking them not to vote for the rates increase. Why do you think this is important? Why is this important for you and for your business?
Well, Damien, the cost of running business is just going through the roof. I have 12 people working for me, and I lie awake at night thinking of saving their jobs and keeping the business going in the city. Like, this concern is going on a while. It's fantastic we've set up this WhatsApp group with all the retailers, so, you know, you don't feel alone. We're supporting each other, and everyone in retail in Waterford, like, take pride in our city, and we've a fantastic city, but there's no footfall in our city at the moment. And, like, I struggle every day. There, a couple of months ago, I pulled in on a Saturday morning, fabulous sunny Saturday morning. It was 11 a.m. in the morning. I pulled in to stock up to bring stuff to Tremor, and there wasn't one person on the street. A Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, like, years ago in retail, you know, car parks would be full at this stage. And I took a photo. I sent John Cummins and David Cullinan and said, help us. This is a Saturday morning. It's not bad weather. It's not stormy weather. What is going on in our city? Where are our people shopping in our city? There's a problem here. So we had a meeting at TRM with, we invited councillors, the retail WhatsApp group, and we invited some councillors, Michael Quinn, and we addressed some of the issues. And we felt at that meeting anything that we suggested regarding parking, traffic management coming into the city, they weren't open to listen to us in the council. And so we've been plugging along the whole time, trying to, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, Gerard Hurley, is a great help to us, you know, giving us interesting facts, you know, just to make our city, we bring footfall into our city. Now, every day, it's not even once in a while, it's every single day I work in Tremor, there's at least one or two comments.
Another store in Tremor, yeah.
That people make, I'm not going near that town. Now, that just tears me apart.
Yeah. And we'll come back to you there in a second, because, again, we're doing this and you're doing this and you're talking about this to make the city better. Again, it's a difficult balance because we don't want to turn off people from going into the city. The city is brilliant. Waterford's brilliant. Waterford voted there a couple of years ago the best place in Ireland to live, and there's lots of positivity. So we're doing this on the basis to help make things better. That's what it's about. Paul, from your perspective, you run a cafe, the Cafe Kiosk. Mm-hmm. And what's your thoughts on this?
From talking to people in business, especially my own business, the hospitality business, which is, for me, is affected the most. They're on their knees, basically. People are working longer hours, putting in more than what they ever did for less reward. And it's a combination of costs, really, that have been enforced on us, whether it be the wages increase, the other new things that are coming in, the auto pension enrolment, statutory sick pay, bank holidays, so on and so forth. It's almost like the government are trying to bring the public sector in line with the private sector. But the big difference is the private sector is paid by taxpayers' money. The public sector is paid by us employers. And it's come to the stage where we cannot keep going the way that we're going. Like I say, in my business, there's cafes, restaurants closing all over the country. And some of the ones that are closing are very successful, well-run ones, do everything right. And it's frightening to see that these ones cannot stay open. Just in relation to Waterford City itself, you know, it's a perfect storm in the sense that you have all these costs, plus you have footfall is down. Like Elaine said, people aren't coming into the city centre to shop. For me, some of the reasons for that is, number one, we don't have the shopping offering. Number two, where we are now out here in the Dunmore Road, almost half the population of Waterford City reside at the Dunmore Road. And a lot of those people are not coming into the city centre for reasons such as traffic, parking and shopping offering not being there. So we need to entice those people into our city centre. By doing that, I don't know. I'm not here to highlight all the problems. I'm also here to try and be positive. There's a big store just down the road from me, Argos, which is vacant and has been vacant for a while. I can't understand why the powers that be can't approach the likes of a Zara or a H&M, give them rent-free for a couple of years to get them in there. And then people from not just the Dunmore Road, other surrounding areas might have a reason to come into Waterford City Centre and would get over the issues of parking and traffic congestion and so on and so forth.
Ronan, can I come to you if you wouldn't mind, please? Max Outdoors, another wonderful store down on the quay, and you do lots of outdoor clothing and equipment and tents and all different things. I know you obviously from playing football with you in Galtier as well. So why is this important?
Well, one of us played football, Damien.
You played football, exactly, yeah. Why is this important for you, Ronan? Like, why is this such a crucial issue? Talk to me, please.
Okay, well, let's just highlight at this, Elaine and John are saying, we're not here to down the city and highlight what you said as well. But it's come to the stage where, you know, when businesses are on their knees, their livelihoods are in the balance. And there's solutions there. Okay, so the council can't do anything about, say, online shopping or our heating bills or our insurance, but we can shop around for that. We have options. Okay, we can look for the best deal as possible. When it comes to rates, or when it comes to on-street parking, that's in the powers of the council. This is where we have, as Elaine says, even in the meeting up in TRM, these issues are being highlighted, and not just by us. And this isn't like, oh, retailers are whinging, you know, again about, you know, all the costs of living and the costs of doing business and so on. People, all you have to see is the comments online, and it's the same comments over and over again. Access into the city, the one-way systems that's after making a shambles of the city, the quay is a shambles. Then you have the on-street parking. The cost of that, going in to meet someone for a cup of coffee and then running out of there because they're going into the second hour, you can't stay in around doing the shopping. We have it on a daily basis, people saying to us, and not just me, not just Elaine, not just John, across all sectors in the retail businesses. And there is solutions. That's the thing. We're not just saying this is the issue. There is solutions there. We've said it before, the first hour free parking, second hour you pay, or the first hour you pay and the second hour it's free. Yeah. Go and look, revisit the one-way systems that you have in the city, that's clogging up the city. You know, people deserve better. People, like, I'm fiercely proud of Waterford and being from Waterford, and the people of Waterford want to be loyal and they want to do a business in the city. You know, there's no doubt about it. But give the retailers a fighting chance to entice the people in. But we're at the moment, we're not even in the ring, Damien, because the main issues are the street, the parking, and it's actually the optics. It's what people perceive then, is that going into that town, it's going to be a nightmare trying to get parking down there, or it's going to cost such and such amount if I go in there for a few hours and that. So again, like I said, this is in the council's control. It's in...
Can I just ask you, if you don't mind, on the rates issue? It's 3.5% increase in rates is what the council are saying. I referenced Sean McCone's letter to the chamber and all the councillors this morning, basically saying that if we don't increase the rates, keep it in line a little bit with inflation, then we're going to have to get the money somewhere else. You're not... How much rates do you pay every year, do you mind me asking, Ronan?
I'll just say from 2018, it's gone up from 9,000, and I'm just in around, I think about 10, just under 10,500 at the moment. I'm being quoted for this year and next year, whatever that will be, plus the 3.5%. So in the space of, so you're talking of a massive increase. Now, in the letter from Sean, he's saying, there's a lot of figures being thrown around here and a lot of smoke and mirrors, in my opinion, as well. the small businesses that you're saying, you know, 71% are paying under 5,000. I wanted to know what percentage of that is actually in the city centre. The heartbeat is the city centre for...
That's a good point.
Okay, so like, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, Damien. It's a lot of optics. And you have Winterville is another optic as well, is... Oh, there's footfall, 600. I'd like to know where these figures come from, 600 extra thousand people coming in, or and there's going to be so much money left in, behind the economy. It's people coming in, walking around, and winter. And again, we're not bad humbugs. We're not Scrooges. We want this to see the city festive. We would like to see people enjoying the festive season and so on. But the amount of people that are leaving the city, not with bags in their hands. They're not in for shopping. They're in for walking, looking around and eating a hot dog with their children. I've done it myself and so on.
Yeah.
It's another thing that needs to be highlighted because when you look at it and you go, geez, the retailers must be absolutely pining it in. There's so much people. There's so many people in around.
That's not the case.
It's not the case.
Ronan, hold on the line there for a couple of seconds. I just have to actually play a few little ads. I'm going to come back to ye and the lads now in a second because obviously, and thanks everybody for advertising on WLR, because if we don't get the ads, then we don't have a local radio station and we don't highlight these sort of issues. So just hang on there a second, please, Ronan. 083 333 375. Lots of texts and comments on this. A lot of texts and comments, as I knew there would be. I'm delighted that Paul has come in, Elaine has come in, that Ronan's on the line. Ronan couldn't make it again because issues in terms of staffing, and you know, that just shows how pressurised businesses can be. We've so much to talk about. We don't have time to get into everything, Elaine. Talk to me specifically about the rates. 3.5% may not seem like a lot, but like, what sort of rates do you pay? How much of not only a financial benefit would be if this doesn't go ahead tomorrow, but also from the perspective of, I suppose, the feeling it would give you and your staff to say that the council is helping you out. Now, they'd have to find the money somewhere else, they say.
I'm just making a plea to the council. I am paying over 20,000 rates for TRM in Waterford and nearly 5,000 in Tremor.
That's a year.
A year.
20,000 in the city and 5,000 in Tremor.
That's it, yes.
My goodness.
If 3.5% goes on top of that, you know, it's going to be, I just don't know how I'll keep going. Already Michael Street, we're losing the Vintage Factory. We lost Finders Keepers last year, who was really good help. Lisa was fantastic in the retailer group. I'm making a plea to the council to find the money for somewhere else. Give us a retail representative. Listen to our voices. And like, appoint a retail management person that can come and speak to us on the ground. We don't want to be getting emails and fobbed off anymore. We need help. We want to see our beautiful city vibrant. We want to see people on coming into our city. Like, the one thing we have is amazing customer service to offer. So we're here. We want to give our customers the best experience we can, but we can't do it if the council will not work with us, and they will not, they're going to put up rates and just drive footfall even more out of the city and shops.
Paul.
Okay, with the rates issue, what's striking for me, and I think it's a bit of a bigger picture, is the rates are calculated by the rental value of your property. And then the council would put what's called an ARV valuation, a multiplier, which would give the what your rate is going to be. Okay, so with the increase that Waterford City Council are proposing, I don't agree with number one. But what's more striking for me is that the rate that they're quoting is the highest in Ireland. Okay, but our NAV, they call it, it's our valuation, rental valuation on our businesses in Waterford, which is decided by an independent organisation called Tailtse Éireann, is one of the lowest compared to other places around us, as in Wexford has a higher rental valuation, Kilkenny has a higher rental valuation. Yeah. So to me that says, well, why in Waterford is our property rated lower than other neighbouring counties? Yeah. And that to me is a stark indictment on what is in Waterford City at the moment. All right, so the council at the moment, they say that they are, Michael Quinn was quoted as saying that a huge proportion of the council's budget is taken up by illuminating the city and providing events for people to come in. Now, for me, that's throwing money at a problem. It's like what most government bodies do. They'll throw money at something like the HSE or whatever and put a plaster on it and hope it'll recover. Why not use that money in other ways? So where you have people coming into our city 52 weeks of the year, rather than coming in for Winterville, which is fantastic, may I add. But what about the rest of the year? You know, it's to me, like I say, it's a perfect storm, and this has been going on for years upon years, and nothing has been done about it. And now I think as retailers, we are standing up and saying, look, we want action taken. You know?
And we've so much to talk about, as I say, and let's continue this conversation as we go forward, like in terms of the parking and all the different things you're talking about. Ronan, your thoughts specifically on the rates issue and what needs to be done?
So John has kind of hit the nail on the head there, you know,
Paul.
So our rent evaluation, you know, it's a stark contrast to our neighbouring counties. And it just shows that for businesses to try entice businesses, new businesses in the city to open up and get that variety of shops that we do want and need in here. There's a decline of from 25% down to 20% of commercial rates, according to the letter from Sean there from 2017. Again, it's a stark in-your-face reminder of why, again, why these commercial rates are declining so much, why these businesses, very good businesses and individual businesses, are closing up.
So the fewer businesses that are paying rates, the more the rates are increased on businesses that are still there.
Yeah, the fewer pays money, you know.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to get money in to pay fewer, you know, to put it some other way.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, the public need to put the pressure. We can put the pressure, or we can talk about it all day long, Damien, but the public, their city as well, they obviously want to come in and see and to be able to have a great shopping experience. And that's what it's all about. When you come into shopping is getting items, but it's an experience. And you want to come away from a day's shopping and after having an enjoyable experience, going into different shops, various, having that choice there as well. And the public need to put the pressure on their local representatives and councillors, and yourself, Damien, not to forget us, because this segment will be gone, and then next week or the week after, what will happen then is something else will come on, and then January, February, March, you know, when we're really at lean, when we're, you know, this Christmas is over and everything, and then all the bills started coming in from Christmas and so on, you know, that's when we can get forgotten about quite quickly, or the issues can get
I understand.
Yeah, so
well, I haven't, and need, I won't. I promise you, Ron. I've been plugging this and pushing this for a good while now, and I've asked people to come in, and it's delighted that we've got people in here, and well done to Dean and everybody involved in that WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
There's definitely a big groundswell. In the 30 seconds we've left, Ronan, you want to make a direct plea to the councillors.
We're going to be watching your voting as well. That's my plea to the councillors. So we'll see who's voting in what way, and we'll remember, and we will pull you up on it, okay? And the thing about it is that the city... The people of Waterford don't forget, okay? So you can stake your case to us and give us numbers and facts and figures that, but we're the ones on the ground, okay? And we're the ones who are dealing with it day to day. So we are pleading just 3.5% on an inflated rate that's the highest in the country. It's just not feasible. It's just another nail in the coffin that they're trying to. And you know what? Whether they're doing it directly, indirectly, they do not know. They need to listen, and not listen just from us, like I say, retailers again, but the public.
Okay, Ronan, mind yourself. Talk to you soon. I'll call down to you. Okay.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Damien.
See you, Ronan. God bless. Thanks very much, Ronan McDonough there. Max Outdoors, please go and support Ronan and all the businesses that we want to support in Waterford City and beyond. Elaine, 30 seconds, final plea.
I'm just pleading to the councillors to listen to us as retailers. Retail is the biggest employer in the country. We need support. We want to keep going. We want to serve our customers, and we want easy access to our city, and we can't afford these increases.
I suppose I'd say in relation to the rates, I have no problem paying rates. I understand they have to be paid, but give us bang for our buck. You know, give us what we're asking for. Try and make our city better, whatever ways you can. Don't just be those people who are faceless to us, you know. Interact with us, talk with us, listen to us. And I hope you feel our feelings, because it has a knock-on effect on wider people. You know, we also have families and stuff. And why, like I said earlier, you know, I'm working longer hours than what I ever did. I'm working 7 days a week, 6 days a week at least, you know, for less reward. And that can't be right. So please listen to us.
Paul, thank you.
Thanks,
Elaine. Thank you, Ronan. Thank you.